proclamation number 7697 dated the September 11th, 1960. Proclaiming the gospel. Every opportunity where my gospel can be proclaimed should be used. The time is flying by and everything should still be done in order to lead people towards a living faith in me, in order to announce the near end and to inspire them to prepare themselves for this end. I will therefore bless every meeting which serves to accomplish vineyard work. Dwelling amongst my own and enlightening Spirit, I myself will speak through the mouths of those who want to serve me, and the souls which move within spiritual spheres can only ever gain from it. My teaching should be carried to all places because people repeatedly need to be told to fulfill their true purpose of life on earth by eagerly working at improving their souls so that they can be accepted in the kingdom of light and bliss one day. The world has no spiritual possessions to offer, but if you bring the gospel to them, they will be offered everlasting possessions which will follow them into eternity. For as soon as they comply with my gospel, their souls will mature and enable them to enter the kingdom of light and bliss after their physical death. The proclamation of the gospel is, at the same time, also the proclamation of Jesus Christ's act of salvation, and people must be informed of this, for without Jesus Christ they cannot become blessed. This makes the work in my vineyard extremely important. Many fallow fields shall still be reclaimed. Many hearts shall still be made receptive for the seeds I distribute to you, my laborers on earth, and which can truly bear the most magnificent fruit if the ground has been cultivated and nurtured, if it has been well prepared in order to accept the seed. Your work, my servants on earth, consists of repeatedly bringing my word to those people who want to accept it, of constantly drawing their attention to my love and grace which manifests itself in the direct passing on of my word. You should speak wherever possible, that is, place yourselves at my disposal so that I myself can speak through you. My word will have great strength and occasionally also soften hearts which were still disinclined towards me but which cannot resist my address. And I will bless you for this, for evening has come and it won't take long for the night to fall from which there will be no awakening in the morning, because the time people were granted for striving towards perfection has come to an end. For this reason you should also keep announcing the end and admonish your fellow human beings to be diligent in making sure that their souls will not go astray. You should tell them time and again that they are facing a turn of events in the world, even if they don't want to believe it. You should announce the forthcoming natural disaster and the subsequent end, so that they can still make an effort in the final hour. So that they will learn to believe if they pay attention to the sign of the times. Therefore you should be busy servants for me, for I still want to address people as often as you enable me to do so. Bear in mind that your fellow human beings are suffering great spiritual adversity and try to help them. Preach the gospel to them, preach to them about love, time and again give them my word. And I will be with you with my blessing and with all those who do not close their hearts if I want to speak to them through you. Amen.